Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker. This is Talk Wrestling on TalkSport 2.
Hello and welcome to Talk Wrestling on TalkSport 2 in association with WWE 2K24, out now. And we are live in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, ahead of WrestleMania 40. A massive show full of interviews to preview this weekend's action, including Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Kevin Owens, Damian Priest, Finn Balor, Jade Cargill, and The Miz. How are we going to cram it all in and still give our predictions? Not even we know, but it's going to be a fun hour here on Talk Wrestling with TalkSport 2. Hey, listening to Talk Wrestling on TalkSport 2, I'm Will Gavin. We probably should have done this down in the bar or something, John, so we had a bit of Atmos in the background. We're in the city of brotherly love. We're in Philadelphia. We are sat in my hotel room, having spent the whole morning interviewing wrestlers and having a lot of fun ahead of SmackDown tonight as we record this on Friday, and getting pumped for WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, city of brotherly love, so we're in your hotel room. Slightly worrying. We did spend the morning sitting doing work in the lobby of the Talent Hotel. That's not our hotel. We are not considered talent. And the funniest thing I think I saw was Dominic Mysterio trying to buy a bottle of water but getting completely accosted by fans galore in this hotel, because they obviously can't book an entire hotel out just for the talent. There are punters staying there as well. So if you're clever when it comes to WrestleMania, you can stay in the hotel with all the WWE superstars and basically see them for free. You don't have to pay $60 to go and queue up to meet them in the fan zone, which is probably good for your wallet. But yeah, that's the best thing I've seen, as well as JBL checking in wearing an even bigger hat than I've ever seen him wearing before and looking just as miserable as he does on telly.
I have to say, I loved WWE World yesterday. All the nerdy things to go and look at, all the fun exhibitions. We got to see The Rock in person. He even, when one kid asked to be his best friend, asked what the kid's name was and then gave a, "It doesn't matter what your name," and like, it was so, so funny. Having come on distinctly late, but that just
distinctly,
got the crowd.
An hour and 45 minutes.
That just got the crowd even more, giving him even more heat. He slagged off the Eagles. It was absolutely brilliant. And they had, of course, the 2K24 tournament, which was a huge amount of fun. We got to chat to some of the guys backstage, R-Truth, The Miz, Xavier Woods, amongst others. Like, it was a great time on the first day there. And then we did our interviews today, looking forward to a massive WrestleMania 40. So we're not going to waste too much time chatting here. We're going to get to the interviews over the next three segments. You're going to hear from Gunther, you're going to hear from Drew McIntyre, and all those names we've spoken to out here in Philly. So, in the meantime, we're going to do our WrestleMania 40 predictions. We're going to pick all the matches from Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to rattle through them in about 6.5 minutes, John. That's how long we've got.
Right, so, okay.
Let's start off with night one. Opening match of WrestleMania is Rhea Ripley against Becky Lynch. Apparently, Becky asked for it to be the opening match. I loved it when Seth opened against Brock back in New York. I think this is a sensational opener. If we think the Judgment Day are going to fall apart this weekend, does that include Rhea dropping the title?
I don't know, really. You've got to think that there's got to be a change sometime soon. We do have a lot of people that have had these titles for a long time. We're going to get on to Roman Reigns. We've also got Gunther, who we happen to see pushing a pram around, which kind of takes away the fact that he's an absolute ruthless man with a heart of absolute stone. But, kayfabe and all that. But yeah, Rhea Ripley's had that title for quite a long time as well. But then, do we want Becky Lynch having the title again? Does she need the title again? I don't know. But you know what? In anticipation for WrestleMania, Will, guess what I did?
Did you play it on 2K24?
No, I played a Royal Rumble on 2K24. You know, that's all I ever do. The Royal Rumble is my favourite match there. And I played as Rhea Ripley in a Royal Rumble and to try and predict, you know, if she'd do well. And I went out after about 2 minutes. So that wasn't, you know, really boding all that well. But on the showcase mode, you can basically play the version, the, you know, the kind of computer game version of the match we watched last year where she took on Charlotte Flair. And that is absolutely exceptional. It reminded me of what an amazing match they put on. And I think that this is going to be my standout match of night one. It's going to be Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. And I think Rhea Ripley's going to retain the title.
I'm with you. I think Rhea retains. I wouldn't be that stunned, though, if it's part of... Because it's opening the show, I feel like she's going to retain. But then the Judgment Day falls apart from there. Which takes us to the tag match. And here's my call on this. And I think this is the most predicted thing everywhere. Is the WWE have very specifically said the match isn't over till all the belts have been collected. I think you're going to get one group collect the SmackDown titles, one group collect the Raw titles. They'll get split across the brands. I think the Awesome Truth will win one of them. I kind of like the New Day or DIY to win the other, but I've got a feeling they might go with A-Town Down Under.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
I really want Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate to win. Triple H is a big fan.
He is, and they do a great job with the division.
I'm here for it. You might be right though. It might be the A Town Down Under.
Gunther against Sami Zayn.
Nah, Gunther's going to retain.
The thing is, I want Gunther to get pushed now, and I want him to go up to the world title. He talks about that in a little while with us about whether he thinks that there's still room to grow with the Intercontinental title. He does. Spoiler warning. But the Sami Zayn story is the ultimate underdog story. If there's someone who's going to come back and beat him, but maybe you keep it going, you get Chad Gable more involved. It's a program that can continue for a long while to come. Yeah, and probably on the same. Jimmy and Jay.
I don't mind. I just want it to be good. Are we going to get any more interference with any of the other Bloodline members? You'd think not, given their involvement in the main event. Will it just be a straight up battle between the two of them? Maybe. Maybe. I kind of feel this one's gone a little bit under the radar for me. I've not been that invested in it so much. But, you know, we want to see those two on the grandest stage of them all. We're going to see it. And actually, I'm going to come into it with no preconceptions at all. I'm just going to enjoy it, Will. That's going to be the moment of the night where I'm just like, don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to let it.
I'm taking Jey Uso. I think he gets the main event push, gets the big win over his brother finally. He's been so screwed over. It's a big Mania moment. The LWO against Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom. I think Dom might get the win here.
Yeah, possibly. You know, I did see him buying that bottle of water earlier. He was looking good. He was feeling good. I think that has no real bearing on the match. Yeah, I don't really know.
Right, I'll tell you what. I'm going with Dom. We're going to do all of the main event and Bloodline stuff together coming up shortly.
Okay,
but
okay.
I'm going to say Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, who we'll hear from shortly, and Naomi. Squash match over Damage Control, which is a shame for Damage Control, considering they're the women's tag champions as well, but I just think they're going to make Cargill look so strong.
Yeah.
Night two, I think Bayley beats Io Sky. I think Knight and Styles could go either way. I think it's a feud they continue into the future as well. I think the Pride against the Final Testament, I'm not sure I actually know or care either way. Who do you think takes the US title between Logan Paul, Randy Orton and Kevin
Yeah,
Owens?
I think Randy Orton. I think Randy's back. Randy needs some purpose. He's kind of been flirting with, you know, recently flirted with these two guys. He's flirted with CM Punk a little bit. We know he's on the shelf. I feel like Randy needs a title around his waist. And if it's not a heavyweight title, then why not have it as the US title? Of course, I would love Sami Zayn to win one title and Kevin Owens to win the other. That'd be pretty cool.
I am going to say that Logan Paul retains pinning Kevin Owens.
Bloody hell. Really?
Yeah. I think there's going to be some shenanigans going on.
Is KSI going to turn up dressed like some kind of bottle of beverage?
Very possibly. Very, very possibly.
Hey.
I think Drew McIntyre is going to win the title over Seth Rollins.
But. There's a but, isn't there?
Either Damian Priest is going to come in and cash in, or as part of this Judgment Day falling apart, it's going to turn out that Finn did indeed swap the briefcases, has the contract, he claims the title, and then we get Finn against Drew, Clash in the Castle in Scotland.
Celtic
Drew turning to rules. The face. Oh, it'll be sensational.
The Celtic Rules match. You got Ireland, Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland versus Glasgow. I think he's from Glasgow. Drew McIntyre. Love that. I love that, Willie.
I also think Seth loses because he's going to be so beat up from the Bloodline, The Rock and Roman Reigns hammering Cody and Seth on Saturday night. They have to win, right?
Of course.
It has to be Bloodline rules on Sunday. They made such a big deal out of it. So how does Sunday go, John? Do we see Stone Cold come back and John Cena come back? Do we have some kind of like Avenger-style saving to beat Roman and The Rock and everyone else involved?
Well,
or does Cody just get his top moment?
I did see someone else that could get into the picture, Will.
Go on.
Tommy Dreamer. I'm joking. He was just getting out of a taxi earlier. Do we get Stone Cold Steve Austin? And do we get... Oh, I don't know. You got to think that they might make an appearance. But surely, I think you're quite strong on this. You don't want to see The Rock in any way holding up his hand at the end of this event, do you?
Yeah, I think if we get to a point where it is The Rock beats Rome, The Rock beats up Roman after Roman loses the title... They both are off telly for a while, but it tees up that we're going to get Rock Roman next year, which I think is the direction they want to eventually go in. I want it to be that The Rock... I want that to happen on Raw. At the end of the night, if Cody's won the title, I want WrestleMania to go off air with Cody in the corner, hand raised in the sky. He's hugging Mama Rhodes on the ropes. Like that's the image I want WrestleMania to end on. I don't want it to have that and then it end on The Rock beating up Roman Reigns and the end of WrestleMania becomes a story, like a storyline extension. WrestleMania is meant to be the finish of the story and then the start of the new ones begin on Monday with the new season.
Fully.
Cody should finish the story.
Yeah.
That's our WrestleMania predictions. Let us know yours. You can find me and Jonas at Jonas and at Will Gav on Twitter, where we're going to be posting loads of our content, including a foul-mouthed Kevin Owens telling me about the stunner. You can see that on my Twitter. Now, we're here with WWE 2K24. The game is out now. They've been brilliant hosts so far. And coming up, you're going to hear a slew of big-name interviews from our time here in Philadelphia. You're listening to Talk Wrestling from Talk Sport 2. I'm Will Gavin. John Jackson in the house. WWE 2K24 out now. And with us here in Philadelphia, the home of WrestleMania XL, where Drew McIntyre might finish his own story on Sunday night and finally claim a world title in front of fans. He spoke with our very own Chris Jack ahead of WrestleMania.
Well, I'm on the spot. So as of this day, this moment, put on the spot, these are the top five, which may change in 1 hour. But in no particular order, me winning the world title in the main event of WrestleMania, my first ever world title, main event. Pretty cool. That was a dream in that when I was a kid. Bret the Hitman Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin from WrestleMania 13. I was a big Bret fan. He was my favorite wrestler. And that particular match is just what our industry is all about from a physical perspective, from a storytelling perspective, from an emotional connection with the audience perspective. It's just pretty much a perfect match. Speaking of perfect matches, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, their first ever match. I want to say it was at WrestleMania 25. Someone might correct me on that, but I'm pretty good with recalling details of our industry. But Taker Michaels, the first one. Again, pretty much the perfect match. Two guys that had amazing careers spanning over decades and just the perfect story going in, the perfect guys. And the emotional investment from the crowd was off the charts. And again, most of these involve emotional investment because that's really what our business is all about. It's not about the moves in the ring. A bunch of guys can do a bunch of moves. But who really connects with the audience? And The Rock versus Hulk Hogan was another one. WrestleMania, again, I want to say 18. Someone might correct me. But in Toronto, that match was exactly what it's all about. If you turn off the volume, the match was crap from an in-ring perspective, but that's not what it's about in our industry. If you can have the great match and the audience participation, that's truly perfection.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that's, you know, you can have anybody, whether they're a wrestling fan or not a wrestling fan, watch that and just get caught up in all the pomp and circumstance of it. It's a really good one for showing people that, you know, I've maybe been jaded with wrestling or haven't watched it before, to get them back in. It's the only good kind of gateway drug, I suppose.
And what's exciting about it as well is going into the match, The Rock's supposed to be the good guy. Hogan's supposed to be the bad guy. But the crowd, as soon as they saw Hulk Hogan, just went right back to little Hulkamaniacs. And they were cheering Hulk Hogan. They were booing The Rock. So, like, the thing about our industry is, no matter what the plan is, whatever you think you're doing out there, if you're really good at what you do, you listen to the crowd and give them what they want. And those guys switched what they were planning to do in the ring, took an entirely different direction because of about 80,000 people telling them, this is what we want. So they're such professionals in front of live, in front of the world on live television. On a giant show like WrestleMania, they were able to adapt on the fly and give the world a phenomenal match that makes my top five today. And I don't know if that's five, but that's certainly...
I think that was four. I think that way we got to four there.
All right, let's get another one. How about Shawn Michaels vs. Ramon, WrestleMania 10, the first ladder match in WWE. That was amazing.
Yeah, make my list as well, make my list. But that's a great top five to have. And obviously, with WrestleMania XL just around the corner, you'll be looking to make another moment for yourself as you go up against Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, over the last wee while, you know, you've been trying to make sure that Seth is fully focused on your match. You've not wanted him getting involved in all the bloodline stuff that's going to be happening on night one. But you yourself, you've been kind of poking the bear with CM Punk quite a lot as well. Are you fearful that the distractions that you think that Seth Rollins may have repercussions for yourself with the way you've been going on in Punk the last wee while?
No, a big difference between the two. I injured Punk, took him out, made sure we didn't have that cancer in our locker room. And me making fun of him and talking about him a lot, I just do it because it's kind of funny. Makes me laugh, makes other people laugh. With Seth and the bloodline stuff, that's directly affecting the attention on our title match. And he should be giving his 100% attention to the World Heavyweight Championships, 100% attention to Monday Night Raw, the show that he's the champion of. And he's just a big hypocrite. Like, he was out on TV, acts like he's a big hero, but really, I've called him it before, I'll call him it again. It's funnier. You say it with a Scottish accent, but he's a junkie. A spotlight junkie. He can't help himself. He sees The Rock over there on SmackDown. He's like, oh, The Rock casts a big spotlight. I want to get in on that. So he wedges himself into Cody Rhodes, you know, story, gets involved with the bloodline, knowing what happens in every single bloodline match. They get involved in every match, spreading himself thin. At this point, I've told him, mate, I wanted you 100%. I wanted you not to spread yourself thin. You're addicted. You kind of help yourself. Get out there chasing that spotlight. At this point, I just need you to show up for our match in night two of WrestleMania on the 7th of April. Whether you crawl to the ring, you're wheeled to the ring in a wheelchair, or I carry you to the ring, as long as you get in the ring, I'll kick you in the face, win that title, get my moment, and me and my fans will have a big party. Then I'll bring the title to Belfast on the 20th of April, and we'll have a mega party. And I've got a lot of family that live in Belfast, so we'll be having a major party.
Ah, awesome. Well, that's what I was going to ask you as well. You know, I feel and believe it's when, not if, you come back in this tour with the gold down your waist. How much of a buzz is that going to be, not just coming to Belfast, but coming all down the UK with that title off the back of having won it in 2020 and not having had the opportunity to do so?
Oh, going to be doing some serious making up. Had all these plans for open top buses as the first ever, you know, British champion, first ever Scottish champion to get up and down, you know, England, Scotland, get to Ireland as well. Like I say, a lot of family over there and celebrate like bloody hell. No, we did it. A Celt's got the belt, but unfortunately, the world shut down. The first time I won it, and the second time I won it, the world was still shut down. So, you know, I pushed ahead. WWE gave the world an escape when every other sport and entertainment company shut down. We're very proud of that. I'm proud that I was leading the charge. But finally, I'm going to get my hands on this title with the biggest WrestleMania of all time. One, for me, because the other two title reigns were for everyone else. But at the same time, everyone's welcome to join the party when I get back home and I travel in the UK tour, I travel to Belfast. Every night it's going to be a major party. So make sure the Guinness is flowing, the Telemardew is flowing. And if you're under 18, maybe some water's flowing as well.
As always, the best dressed man in all of WrestleMania. Mike the Miz Mazzano with us. Mike, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing really well. WWE World is absolutely incredible. It's more than I thought it was going to be. Like, I expect high things, but then the way they put it on and the way the fans are, the electricity, second to none.
How much fun is it coming in doing stuff like this 2K Showdown?
It's amazing. You know, to be able to see myself in a video game and actually play as myself is always a dream come true. I mean, I remember playing as Super Mario, you know, and Super Mario Brothers in Nintendo when I was in kindergarten. And now here I am being able to play a video game with my face on it. It's crazy.
Love it, love it. Look, this weekend in a ladder match at WrestleMania, you've done it before in Money in the Bank, but what a great history there is to these matches. So if you had to pick a greatest ladder match in WrestleMania history, are you going Razor Michaels? Are you going TLC maybe? Is there one that's a favorite of yours?
I mean, everyone always goes Razor or Michaels, but I'll tell you what. There was one that I was in for the Intercontinental Championship that I thought was really one that stole the show that year. I can't remember the exact year. It might have been like 8 or 9 years ago. I think Zack Ryder won it.
Was it San Francisco? Was it that year?
He pushed me off the top. I had it. Everyone was booing me. He pushed it off. Him holding his dad at the end of it, I thought was a really cool moment. And I really liked that match. That match was really good.
And look, for you guys, bringing back together the awesome truth, that was Zach getting his moment in front of a crowd because he got himself over. I think it's going to be huge if you guys win at least one of those sets of belts this weekend.
It would be nice. I've been watching ladder matches nonstop, just trying to think of ideas and things that we can do that will set us apart from everybody else, that will make us win those titles.
How much fun are you having working with Truth again?
Oh, my God. There's nothing better than working with R-Truth because, you know, he actually taught me something, and I've been here for like 18 years, right? And to be with him, he was just like, look, let's just go out there and have fun. If we're having fun, everybody else in that audience is going to have fun. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, sometimes I get so much in my head that I want to be the best. I want to be this. I want to be that. Ah, that I forget. Wait a second. This is supposed to be fun. The audience is supposed to have a good time. So let's make them have a good time and give them a moment. And that's going to be our goal.
What's been your favorite WrestleMania moment of those 18 years? A man who's headlined it, won titles here. What's your favorite Mania
winning
moment?
Winning WrestleMania, I mean, is basically, I mean, winning the main event of WrestleMania and retaining the WWE Championship. I wish I could remember it, but that's the one that always sticks out for me. Also, walking down the ramp with my wife was a really cool moment. I mean, how many people can say they main evented WrestleMania and they walked down the ramp with their wife, the one they true love?
Might be you and maybe like two or three other people, I think.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any.
I reckon Triple H might have done it at some point.
Yeah, maybe, right?
But that's like we're talking about it, right? It's not a bad club to be in.
That's
right?
About it. That's about it, right? Yeah, it's cool.
Absolutely love it. And as a guy who's been around for 18 years, who's seen so many massive Mania moments, they're calling this the biggest WrestleMania, the kind of doubleheader main event Saturday, Sunday. If you're booking this whole Bloodline feud, you're seeing how it ends on Sunday night. Where do you want to see the title end up? How do you want to see WrestleMania 40 finish?
I just think that Cody has to finish the story. If he doesn't finish the story, he's going to lose his fan base. Because how many years do we have to wait? Like, literally, we only hear, I'm going to finish the story, I'm going to finish the story so much before you stop believing. And, you know, the first time, last year WrestleMania, you thought you were going to get it, and you didn't. And then he set himself up. He literally worked very hard, probably harder than anybody in WWE, to get to where he is now. And not only that, but it was the fans that called for it. Like, WWE was giving The Rock, the biggest star in the world. And the fans were like, no, we want Cody.
Yeah.
No, we want, remember the guy that's going to finish the story? We want him. And literally the fans are what brought it back. So if he can't finish the story now, I don't know when he can. So I think the crybabies are going to get their way.
That being said, are you guys backstage in the locker room, are they hyped to have The Rock back in WWE?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? And this is the best Rock I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I mean, The Rock was the reason I wanted to be a WWE superstar. And now to have him back, I mean, and I was his first match back in from like when he first came back the first time. And now he's back once again and more confident, more ready than I've ever seen him. And I think this WrestleMania is going to be one to be remembered, and you're going to want to be a part of it. So you're either going to want to be here live or you're going to watch it live.
I can't wait to see you guys tear it up this weekend, and I've genuinely got fingers crossed that you guys come away with at least one set of belts.
Me too.
Beautiful, man. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
That was Drew McIntyre and Mike the Miz Mizano. John Jackson, Will Gavin, bringing you Talk Wrestling live from Philadelphia ahead of night one of WrestleMania 40. Coming up, we're going to hear from Damian Priest, Finn Balor, and Kevin Owens here on TalkSport 2.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to TalkSport 2. This is Talk Wrestling with WWE 2K24. I'm Will Gavin, John Jackson. In the house with me from WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, looking out the hotel room across the Philadelphia skyline and getting ready for a big Friday night of action.
You mean looking out the penthouse, Will? Come on.
Yes, of course.
The paint the picture. We're ballers.
Coming up, Kevin Owens is going to tell me about Stunner versus RKO and what it was like to work with Steve Austin and what he thinks of Logan Paul. But first, I caught up with Damian Priest and Finn Balor here in Philadelphia. All right, we're here with the tag champs from the Judgment Day, Finn Balor, Damian Priest. Gents, welcome to WrestleMania. How's your week been so far?
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah, it's been a pretty smooth Mania.
Just tell me a little bit about Damian being in this ladder match this weekend. Ladder matches at Mania have a wonderful history. Go back to Razor and Shawn, go back to the TLC at 17, all the Money in the Bank. Do you guys feel like a responsibility for putting on a big show this weekend?
Yeah, we're excited about it for that reason, because it's WrestleMania and it's a ladder match at Mania. We know the importance of that standard. And now that tag team wrestling is at a high level again in the company, thanks to, mainly because of us, we feel a responsibility to go out there and, you know, steal the show.
They're talking about maybe splitting the titles or adding a second title. I think that shows that we're in a strong position with tag wrestling, right?
Well, people are talking about people can talk about splitting the titles all they want, but to split the titles, you have to beat us, all right? And we are very experienced, very cohesive, very well-oiled unit tag team. And not only that, we're buddies. Like, so we got it on every level. So whoever wants to separate the championships, it has to happen through us.
They obviously tag main evented last year as well with that huge main event with those guys, and from your perspective, you get that big moment on Saturday, and there's a lot of focus on whether or not you might turn up again on Sunday, Damian. Any hints at all?
Damian, mate?
I mean, the arena, the stadium is right there, so yeah. we're staying pretty close.
Town.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna go check out the show. You know, at least as a fan, right? Let's go watch the show.
We should definitely keep a close eye on what's happening out there, mate.
Yeah, I'm interested to find out what's happening.
Yeah.
Love it. Finn, just I want to ask you a personal one on the Bray Wyatt documentary was released this week, and obviously big focus on you and that kind of final run when he came in as The Fiend. Just, I don't know if you managed to watch it yet, but just your memories of that and seeing what a wonderful reaction it's had over the last few days.
I have not had a chance to see it yet. I will next week when things calm down a little bit. But just speaking personally about Bray or Wyndham, what an incredible human, someone who I had the privilege of getting to work with a lot, not only when I first came to the main roster, but then like on my second run too. And you know, I always kind of look back with a little bit of sadness in the fact that we never got to do The Fiend versus The Demon. Kind of, we done every other version of the match except that, and we were hoping to get to that, but maybe in the next life.
And then I've got to ask you one on your beloved Tottenham, because you get to fight on Saturday and then live on TalkSport, of course, on Sunday. I'm sure you'll be watching out here. Forrest, are you going to get to watch the game while you're out here? Do you get much chance to?
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it. I have an app on my phone that I can watch all the games live, so I'll be watching. But
after watching the West Ham game, it's just like, it's like this, like, you know, they get my hopes up and then they break my heart, and then they get my hopes up and then they break my heart. So I think I'm on a hopes up against Notts Forest, but we'll see.
I mean, you've got a significant Australian in your midst, Ange Postecoglou, a significant Australian in North London. Thoughts on Ange?
I've a big soft spot for the Australian people and the country of Australia. We were just out there for Elimination Chamber, and it was an incredible time, an incredible place, and looking forward to going back there soon.
Look, guys, really appreciate your time. Enjoy this weekend. Can't wait to see you in action.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thanks for having us.
I'm delighted to say back at WrestleMania with one of the most impressive physical specimens, probably one of the least impressive, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
Jade Cargill, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not bad. Thank you. Not bad.
No problem.
First WrestleMania since coming over to WWE. How are you feeling ahead of Saturday?
I feel good. No nerves. Just focused. I'm elated to see what the crowd is going to react to when they see us three out there kicking butt and taking names. I'm just excited to be here.
When you made the move and when it became clear it was WWE, surely, like, you know, WrestleMania is one of the big draws of that, right?
Of course. It's the biggest stage in wrestling. Why wouldn't I do that? But the Paul Heyman drew me in. The legacy, like the Hall of Fame, that drew me in. You know, I want to leave something for my kid to embark on if she ever chooses wrestling. I hope she doesn't. But if she does, you know, I back you, baby girl. But, you know, I want her to look at not just her father, but look at me and say, you know, I can do anything I put my mind to.
When you think about that legacy, do you look back at a WrestleMania match or a moment that for you is inspiring that you go, oh, I'd love to have something as big as that?
You know what? The biggest inspiration for me in wrestling was looking at China and just seeing her go out there, dominate, and embrace the way she looked. I'd never seen that ever. And it made me as well look at my body type and say, you know what, I'm beautiful and I'm going to own it and I'm going to go out here and dominate everyone. That was a big inspiration for me, not just WrestleMania, but China in general.
Absolutely love that. I'm sure everyone's asking you now you're in WWE who you want to face, who your top matches are. Let's go really big. WrestleMania main event. Okay. Who's on the other side of the ring for you? What's it for? What's the outcome?
Oh, man. I can't say what I want to say right now, but I guess...
No, you can, of course.
I guess it would be Rhea Ripley right now. I mean, she's at the top of her game right now. You know, I know something about holding a belt for so long. I went on an undefeated streak. So I think, you know, we're both big, muscular women who go out here and step on people and take names. I think that's one of the main event matches that would draw a lot of people in.
Absolutely love that. And look, let me ask you, you talked about being a big woman, very proud of your form. What is your day-to-day training regime? What's your intake like? You know, people love that sort of stuff.
At this point, I kind of eat what I want to eat. It's just a balance. I work out 5 days a week for 2.5 hours. I do upper half 2 days a week and lower half 3 days a week. I eat what I want, but I eat fairly clean. But if I want that cookie, I'm going to eat that cookie. There's no way I'm working out this hard and I can't eat that cookie. I'm probably going to eat a cookie after this.
Love that. And you know, you worked, you've talked previously about working with Mark Henry, the world's strongest man, big part of why you're in wrestling. Yeah. What's his advice been to you ahead of this weekend?
Just take it all in. Everybody's advice, you know, Cody Rhodes, everybody, Punk, they're just telling me to take it all in because you'll never get that first rust at that. A lot of people don't even participate on a main stage as this. So everybody's just telling me, take it all in. You know, at that, it's my first. Breathe. Listen to the crowd. Like, to be honest, that's what I'm more focused on is the crowd. I want to see how the crowd reacts because I am a woman of her elements. You know, I get people to stand up. I get people to stand down. That's the whole storm mechanism that I go through. Like, I control the outside crowd. That's what I'm looking forward to. But Mark Henry, who's my wrestling dad, told me just keep my head down, listen more, and just take it all in.
Love it, Jade. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck for this weekend.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Great.
I love the dimple.
Just the one as well.
We're
at WrestleMania with TalkSport and the prize fighter KO. Kevin, let me start off with the match this weekend. I want to start off with Logan. How impressed have you been with him over these first 2 years in WWE?
I've said it in many interviews before. He's a very annoying person. But nobody can deny how hard he works in the ring and how much of himself he gives when he's out there. And he wants to make everything he does as memorable as possible, as good as possible. So that's the right attitude to earn respect, you know, in WWE. And he has a lot of people's respect. He usually loses it once he opens his mouth, but, you know, that's what the match on Sunday's for. So.
Man, there's a level of heat that you almost can't buy sometimes, though. Like, he is just coming in and getting that nuclear level straight off.
I think he wakes up in the morning, and in every aspect of life, he just tends to attract that, right? There's something about him.
Talking about respects, working with Randy at WrestleMania, how big is that for you?
Yeah, you know, I've never gotten the chance to do anything major with Randy over the last 10 years somehow. So to be in the ring with him at WrestleMania is incredible. I've said this before, to me, Randy Orton is on the same level as guys like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart and Undertaker and John Cena and all those guys. He deserves, you know, a spot right there next to those guys and in everyone's esteem, in my opinion. And he certainly has that place there for me. So to be in the ring with him at WrestleMania is just incredible.
One guy who wasn't on that list, but I imagine would be for you, Stone Cold. Let's take us back to 2 years ago, working that main event with him, and how, what was he like in the build-up for that? How collaborative was he? How great was he to work with?
Yeah, man. That's still such a surreal thing that I got to do, and getting to be the one to be in there with him after 19 years at WrestleMania is just incredible. There's really no words to describe how special that felt. Steve was the best. It's really all I could say. And I didn't mention him in that list of people just now because I think, to me, he is on another level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to be in the ring with him, obviously, you can imagine how incredible that was after a statement like that. But great guy, great wrestler. Just what a night. Yeah.
The RKO or the stunner?
Oh, man. If it's Steve's stunner, stunner. If it's my stunner, RKO. Everybody happy now? Huh? Yeah, I know you guys hate it. You, I'm going to keep doing it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And obviously, you've headlined back-to-back years as well. The work with Sammy last year, for me, having been able to attend four or five of these now, is one of my favorite matches for the moment itself. When you weigh up Stone Cold 1 year and then working with your best friend the following year, like, what? Where do those two compare?
Yeah, it's almost impossible to compare, but I think, as in, like, as unlikely as it would have been to imagine that one day me and Sammy would main event the tag titles against the Usos, win those tag titles at WrestleMania, it was even more unlikely to think of Stone Cold Steve Austin returning after 19 years to wrestle me in the main event of WrestleMania. So that one edges it out just ever so slightly, just because of how surreal it is. But yeah, just both incredible nights that I'll remember forever very fondly.
And last question. We've seen Steve's been working out quite hard recently. There's been a lot of talk about the main event on Sunday, maybe some old faces coming back. Are you going to be the only person delivering a stunner this weekend, or might we see a bit of Stone Cold?
Who knows, man? I have no idea. I keep my nose in my business. I don't know what's happening on the other side, but I'd love to see that. I'd love to see anything, honestly. Sylvester Stallone hopping the rail and knocking somebody out in tribute to Rocky would be pretty badass, whatever. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to get through my day, so yeah.
Love it, brother. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. KO after Damian Priest and Finn Balor. We bleeped out, but apologies for Kevin Owens' potty mouth. You can see those interviews online as well on the TalkSport YouTube page and via our social media. Still Gunter to come, John Jackson, WrestleMania 40. Any other thoughts that you want to put in there before we get to Gunter?
Yeah, you called him Walter.
Oh, did I?
You did. That is his real name, so
when
it's
did
fine.
I do that?
When he was walking past in the little 2K24 gaming arena yesterday.
Yeah, fine. You were like, I thought you meant I did it on the show.
You were like, you're right, Walter? And he went, yes. That's my Austrian accent. Yeah, but no, I know, but he's in character. You got to call him Gunther. When he was pushing the pram, you can call him Walter, because he's there with Ginny and he's there with his child and, you know, going shopping and everything like that. It was weird seeing them like that. I can't really
drop it. It was lovely.
It. Yeah, it's lovely, but
true
also,
love exists,
you know,
in the world
were
of wrestling.
Respecting them, weren't they?
Get over it, John. Gunter coming up next, WrestleMania 40 coverage here on Talk Sport 2 with 2K24. You're listening to Talk Sport 2. This is Talk Wrestling. I'm Will Gavin. WrestleMania 40, Saturday and Sunday night. We'll have another show on Monday reviewing all of the action with our friends at 2K24. Before we get to that, Intercontinental Champion Gunter has been speaking with our very own Matty Paddock.
Yeah, the business is booming again, I would say. It's absolutely wild recently. We had like straight sellouts for a few weeks now, and the feedback I get from Europe is really good. It's picking up there again, and there's a lot of excitement about WrestleMania, obviously, but WWE in general. Being in the midst of all of this now, it's fantastic.
And tell me a bit about being, you mentioned how popular WWE is in general at the moment. I mean, people can point to the likes of The Rock, say, over the last month or so, but it has been a very successful period, hasn't it, over the last maybe 12, 18 months. And you can sometimes get a lightning in a bottle period in wrestling. People talk about eras, but we certainly feel like we're in one at the moment. What's that like from your perspective?
It's crazy. It just shows you how much our business can change over a short amount of time. If you look at it as a, the last 5 years time window, it's absolutely crazy. What a roller coaster. It's exciting and interesting right now. I think there's so many things unfolding that people didn't see coming before. I think having Rock alone there in the mix out of nowhere, basically, it's absolutely crazy. When it comes to for the company, when it comes to their reach and the buzz around it. I think they found a great way now to incorporate guys like Logan Paul, for example. I feel like in the years before, often it was a little bit tricky with using celebrities. But I think now with him, we found somebody that really wants to be there, wants to contribute to it. And I think the approach and a lot of things changed, and it changed to the better. And I think everybody can tell. And I think with Triple H taking over a new, it's a little bit of a breath of fresh air. And I think even when it was made public, that's what the fans felt. And I think that's what a lot of the people in the company felt. And I would say the morale right now is pretty high, and it's a very exciting time.
And you have been so successful. And I phrase this next question in the form of a huge question. Because your reign has been so established and it's been so dominant, you're almost reaching a point now where I guess WWE, from a storyline perspective, from a presentation perspective, might end up running out of challenges for you. How do you view that in that respect? Because you've got through such a huge body of work over the last couple of years.
I mean, it is the thing. It's like, it's definitely a situation where I've had matches with almost everybody out of the Intercontinental Championship division, if you want to call it. And there's still the clear separation that the Intercontinental Championship is not the top title on Raw. It is the workhouse title that people, how people name it often. And it's a title for guys that come in and want to make a name for themselves. And I succeeded in doing that. Nobody plans to ever drop a title or something like that or get rid of it. I love the journey, and it has been very important for me. And so I want to stay on it as long as possible. I just always approach it in the sense of whatever opportunity I get, and doesn't matter if it was the NXT UK Championship back then and now the Intercontinental Championship, I want to make it mean as much as possible. And that's what I try to do. And not to really focus on what everybody else is doing, because I kind of think that limits you a little bit.
From a purely personal perspective, do you view kind of in the context of your career, will there come a point where, and not to diminish it at all, that you need to leave the IC title behind at some stage and progress, or you literally not look that far ahead?
There's still some room to grow, but we'll see how we get there. No champion ever wants to give up a title on out of own will, if that makes sense. Sure. Titles is what all the wrestlers fight for. That's what everybody wants. Everybody gets into this business to be a champion. And that's the most important thing.
And just lastly, you touched on Triple H a few answers ago. Now, obviously, I know he's someone that you have worked very closely with in the past. He's not had an easy ride at the top of that side of WWE over the last few months, the last little while. But what are your thoughts on the way he's steering the ship, if you like, and the overall creative product he's putting out there?
So I feel like from the day on I worked with WWE, I was, he was the guy I talked to, basically, because he was in charge of NXT, and I didn't sign with them for a while. I was talking to them for a little bit, and so he always, when you talk about a boss in the company, he always has been that figure for me, more or less. Even when I was started on the main roster, Vince McMahon was still there. I always considered he's the guy referred to as the boss, kind of. So I always got on great with him. I think when you look at what kind of wrestler he was and what kind of wrestler I am, I think just for the roles that we have are very similar on a card, if that makes sense. It's always that he was the Darth Vader back then in the Attitude Era, and usually the surroundings I'm at, I'm gonna get characterized as that end boss, basically. And I think that's why he has a good feel for what I'm doing and how I need things done for me. And when it comes to presentation and everything. So I've always got on really good working with him. I guess overall it's very subjective too, I think, because when you have that much responsibility and when every decision you make has a big domino effect that includes or has an effect on a lot of people, you'll never be able to make everybody happy. And but also that's not his job in his position. The only people he needs to make happy is the audience, basically, that they need to be excited. To finish it off, and I think he pretty much succeeded in that so far, because like we said, it's the last year and a half has been hotter than any period of wrestling in a long time.
Gunter speaking with Matty Paddock ahead of WrestleMania 40. John, any final thoughts before we get to Saturday and Sunday night?
Two things. One live production thing. You know that it's obviously a two-night thing and we're going to do a show on Monday and talk about it. Why don't we record one half of the show after night one and then record the second half of the show live after night two?
Absolutely love that. Hotel bar. We'll take all the equipment. It's going to be a grand time.
Live production one. Second thing is Monday Night Raw is one of my favourite events. In fact, like it's more than the SmackDown before WrestleMania. It's where things happen. Who is going to return? I want one name of a wrestler that's going to return on Monday Night Raw. It's the night that is known for big returns. I'll start you off. Carmella.
Okay. I that makes some sense. We didn't talk about Punk getting involved, by the way, in the McIntyre screw job, which we probably should have done. For me, I think what we'll actually see is Carmelo Hayes and maybe a couple of other names coming up from NXT, but I don't know if there's a big name to come back because they won't want to take attention away from. I think The Rock will still be here and that's where the attention will be focused.
Wow, that's a good point. We don't need it, do we?
Exactly.
And CM Punk, he'll be back on TV soon as well, because I reckon he's going to be coming. He's going to do a John Cena, isn't he? He's going to come back from that injury quicker than anyone's expecting. So he could well be involved over the weekend. I mean, you've got a theory, haven't you?
An Austin theory?
No, not an Austin theory.
CM Punk's going to get involved in the Seth Rollins Drew McIntyre match with Damian Priest, with the whole thing. Drew's going to win it. He's then going to cost Drew. And then Priest is going to come out and cash in. And Punk's going to have been involved. And it's all going to become one big, beautiful mess.
I like that. And speaking of one big beautiful mess, is that the end
You've
of the show?
You've been listening to Talk Wrestling on TalkSport 2 with 2K24. Back on Monday with a review show. Thanks so much for listening.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.